Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Hey there, and welcome to this week's episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy. I'm Kim Stewart, and we are going to briefly talk about a couple of things that were announced at the Apple WWC Worldwide Developers Conference last week in San Francisco, and how a couple of these things affect mobile wallet marketing going forward, short term and perhaps longer term. Number one on the agenda is the name change. Apple is going to change the name of Passbook to Apple Wallet. Apple Pay will still continue to be Apple Pay, and Passbook will transition over to the name of Apple Wallet. The other sort of notable situation here is that Apple is going to announce, or not going to announce, has announced the ability to add loyalty for merchants who are using the Apple Wallet into their offering. That's basically for retailers, restaurateurs, people like that. They're still going to need a method of managing the logic in the back end. And Square, the small business processor of choice. If you're not familiar with Square, they make the small dongles that plug into your iPad or your iPhone that you can use to swipe credit cards. Those guys are also coming out with an EMV compatible compliant version. And the Square Register is going to be Apple Pay compatible. They are working on that launch right now. We expect to see it within probably the next 45 days. More importantly, if you are a marketer, the ever so quiet sort of PS I love you note to the developers conference, it wasn't specifically mentioned, but when the actual documentation of all the launched items was provided, a bunch of developers hopped right on this and found this. The iOS 9 is going to offer the ability to block ads. And the exact specifics are still a little bit murky. What I can tell you when I read through the documentation is that there will be a method in apps of adding or creating a standalone ad blocker. It's not exactly clear when I read through the documentation as to whether or not Apple is going to have their own ad blocker software. There's a lot of talk about the fact that pretty much everything Apple seems to do these days is designed to make Google's life harder. So whether or not Apple will actually have their own branded version of the ad blocker kind of remains to be seen. It's not going to be a pre-installed situation. It is going to be a go to the app store and install situation. The way the third-party blockers work is the creators will include, as I say, a JSON file with their apps. Now, that brings up an interesting question. If you are in the app world or you deal in the app world at all, then you realize that there are many, many, many ad platform companies who very happily give away a lot of useful technology to small app developers, and large app developers sometimes use this same technology, and they do this via SDK. And what they do is, in order for you to take advantage of something they're giving you for free, or something that has the appearance of free, in exchange, they load up the software that they give you for free with a few different items of note for their own use. So you might get a particular SDK that will help you track your installs across devices or help you create this, that, or the other elements of your app. Saves you a lot of time, generally saves you a lot of either development cost or development time, depending on exactly what your level as a developer is. And in return, the companies that give you these SDKs, you'll either use their ad platform for monetization, or their ad platforms will collect data in the aggregate for their own use, and they may or may not share that data with you. So really the interesting question there is, will these third-party creators be able to exclude other ad platforms but whitelist their own ads? Or will it purely be a don't see ads at all? Again, there's not enough data at the moment to make a real determination on what's going to happen. Whitelisting, don't know about that. One thing that we do know is that since 2013, there has been a 70% increase in ad blocker use in desktop and laptop web browsers. Currently, 41% of the 18 to 29 year old, you know, that magic millennial group, does use online ad blockers on computers and laptops. If you take the demographic and you look at just the males, that's a 54% usage. Now, most of the ad platforms and ad serving platforms at this point in time, they pretty much just ignore this statistic. There isn't a lot they can do from a legal standpoint, and even less that they can do from a technical standpoint to put a stop to it, because quite frankly, people don't really want to see ads in the proliferation that they occur. Someone said to me yesterday, as a matter of fact, wow, you know, you sent me a link for some recipes. And it was some sort of barbecuing recipes. It kind of skips my mind because I sent it a few days ago. And the big point that was made to me was, do you realize that every time you open a page, and this is like a big national, really popular food magazine website that the links came from. And so I sent the email over, and sure enough, every time you click a link, there's some sort of a pop-up advertising for this, that, or the other, maybe an autoplay video. Can we get your email? Can we get you to do this? Can we get you to do that? I've been on the internet for so long, I don't even notice the ads unless it's something that I decide to act on. You know, there are a lot of them I find to be really kind of annoying. But, you know, I just move on, don't even pay that much attention to it. I'm probably not normal, it just occurred to me. I'm so used to it, I just don't even really see it, unless it's something I want to look at. I wonder how this is going to work with, for instance, Facebook ads in the newsfeed. Now, obviously, Facebook ads outside of the newsfeed, this would affect those. I don't know how it's going to work with inside the newsfeed. Pretty interesting. So what that means in reality is, if you are using Google AdSense or Outbrain or any of the other companies that are pushing into feeds or pushing ads into ad spots, especially the ones that, as pretty much all of them do, rely on things like either JavaScript or Flash in order to display, the ability to no longer see these ads on iOS is coming for iOS owners who decide that's what they want to do. Now, I'm not against ads. Without ads, people obviously wouldn't find a lot of things that they really do want to find at the end of the day. I was involved in a discussion a couple of weeks ago on, well, maybe it was like the Market Report website. And one thing that's really annoying is when inappropriately sized ads basically take over your mobile device. You can't get to the content because either the page is not responsive, or the page is not mobile first, or it's not even a mobile page. And 50% of the page is simply advertising. You have this tiny, tiny, tiny little text that actually has the content that you're trying to see, and you can't see it. I mean, it kills the mobile experience. From that standpoint, I'm all about getting rid of those particular ads. I think it would be a fantastic thing. If nothing else, perhaps it will force the industry to rethink how they are doing these ads. But for you as an online marketer, what it means is you're really going to have to start thinking about your marketing strategy in a different way. And of course, this is a podcast about mobile wallet marketing, so this is where mobile wallet marketing comes into play. If you're using Apple Wallet, formerly Passbook, sorry about that, I almost said if you're using Apple Passbook, you are bypassing all of these pitfalls that you find with advertising, especially of the non-native type, and connecting and engaging with interested parties, qualified, targeted interested parties, in a completely different manner. You are not inserting an ad on top of a video they're trying to watch. You're not inserting a pop-up over the top of an article that they're trying to read. What you're doing is sending a lock screen notification based on a specific set of circumstances. And to begin with, the user has to have given you permission to market to them. That's targeting factor number one. To go to targeting factor number two, I'm going to assume that you have at some point sent an update to your users, and that relationship is a continuing relationship, because if someone doesn't like the way that you message or notify them with mobile wallet marketing, they have a really simple option with both Google Wallet and with Apple Wallet / Passbook, and that is to delete your installed pass. Now, we also know that right now, the installation retention rate is around 90% for installed passes. I have said before, and I will continue to say, that as more people use passes and more people use mobile wallet marketing, that figure is going to drop. There is simply no possible way that 90% stick rate is going to remain 90%. However, right now it is 90%. So if there was ever a time that you wanted to say, okay, maybe I should give this a try, maybe I should start with this, maybe I should be at the forefront of a new technology that offers me all of these options with the live links on the back, with the ability to change the offers at will, cross-promote, upsell, cross-sell. You know, if you do a podcast like this one and your podcast subscribers have a mobile wallet marketing pass installed in their iPhone, then you can send them via the update a new link to your new podcast episode on the back of their pass every time you publish one, and they will be able to, with one tap, go straight to the iTunes and get the new episode. If you have a base that isn't currently subscribing via iTunes, or maybe they just never, like me, open their iTunes. Seriously, I barely even have it on my iPhone. Literally nothing I have is downloaded other than the songs that I use for my alarm clock. And I don't know, that's just the way I am. So when I see my own podcast updates on my iPhone, it is because I am sending out an update to an installed pass, and it's triggering a notification to tell me that my scheduled podcast release is now out, and so on and so forth. So it's a really good way to also make users who aren't looking at iTunes and using it for podcasts aware of the fact that you can broadcast a new podcast. You can broadcast a new anything. You have a new campaign, you have a new course, you have a new property listing. All of these things are so easily possible with mobile wallet marketing, and they bypass the entire scenario of, oh, it's an ad, I need to get somebody to notice the ad, or, oh, it's an email, I have to get someone to open the email, click through on the email. Really, today, lock screens are where it's at. It is the forefront, the most effective outside of SMS. And I've talked about SMS a ton of times. I think we're all aware that SMS, while it's absolutely brilliant and fabulous, is about to go through some tough times with the new FCC regulations and the new fines and so on and so forth. I'm sure a lot of you who do SMS are aware that Facebook is now being sued by a guy for sending him improper SMS messaging, and he got a phone number, new phone number to him. This is a guy who doesn't even have a Facebook account, and 54 times he has been SMS'd with updates that don't belong to him. He considers them to be improper updates because of the fact that he hasn't been able to figure out how to tell Facebook to stop sending SMS messages to his number. The FCC is considering the situation, supposedly. But, you know, that's going to be like you send one message, and if the person doesn't send back something saying stop, who knows? We'll see how that goes. Anyway, back to mobile wallet marketing. As I say, main takeaways from this week are the name change from Apple Passbook to Apple Wallet. So that means we will now have Apple Pay, Android Pay, Apple Wallet, Google Wallet. We'll also have Samsung Wallet and a wide variety of other wallets. But at the end of the day, it's most likely going to be the Apple and the Google versions that are really key to the whole distribution and acceptance. One other really great thing I forgot. I saw this fly by on the news the other day as well. Facebook is giving away 250,000 iBeacons. So on the one hand, you might be sitting here going, 250,000 iBeacons, that's fabulous. That's a ton of iBeacons. On the other hand, you could sit here and you could say, Facebook, billion people, 250,000 iBeacons, not a big effort. What they're doing is they have a product called Place Tips, and it is for local businesses. And if you have a local business page on Facebook, you can apply. And if they deem you worthy, they will send you a free iBeacon. And you'll be able to use the iBeacon with Place Tips. And what that means is if somebody has the Facebook app installed and they go to your business and you have the iBeacon in your business, all of a sudden the Facebook feed on your mobile device will pop up with information about the company. And wow, doesn't that sound like the notifications that are already in our mobile wallet marketer product? Yep, guess what? Totally does. And if you haven't gotten an iBeacon from us already, please do drop me an email. It would be info@AtlasRewards is probably the easiest one to use for that. I'll be more than happy if you are using our service to send you an iBeacon if we didn't send you one already. We occasionally run sign up, get a free iBeacon specials. We don't run them all the time, but if Facebook is going to give out iBeacons for free, I'll be happy to give out iBeacons for free to our subscribers. I won't even charge you to mail it. So that pretty much wraps it up for this week. And I look forward to next week's edition. Have a great week. Have a great week in your marketing, especially in your mobile wallet marketing. I'm Kim Stewart, and you can always find out more at mobilewalletmarketer.com, which is our product page, or dominoresearch.com, which is our research business page. So thanks a lot. Have a great day.